Hi, welcome to The Good Stuff. You've not only tuned into your local radio station, but you have turned into some good news, because we all need a little good stuff every day. Right, Mike?
That's right. And speaking of good things, Mother's Day is coming up, and the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is on the agenda. Of course, Mother's Day, 1 o'clock, full day of live horse races, free admission to all moms, and live Churchill Downs simulcast. The Josh Turner Concert is May 16th. They've got some other guests there as well. And then the 17th, 18th, and 19th, yep, you guessed it. It's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, where it all begins. So check it out, buckinghorsesale.com.
And knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. That's right, I'm talking Tri-State Livestock News. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. It's continuous knowledge. Discover more at tsln.com.
50 things to do. Well, that's all in Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check it out online. Visit Valentine.com. The National Scenic River, one of the top 10 canoeing rivers in the United States. And how about the first in the Northern Hemisphere to be a quiet trail? That's Quiet Trails International. Check it out. Visit Valentine.com.
I have a poem called Warning. It's by Jenny Joseph, and of course, Sunday is Mother's Day, but I'm putting a little twist to it. The twist is Mama gets to have her say. This is how it goes. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple, with a red hat that doesn't go and doesn't suit me, and I shall spend my pension on brandy and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops and press alarm bells and run my stick along the public railings and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick the flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go, or only bread and pickle for a week, and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and I start to wear purple. It's called A Warning by Jenny Joseph.
All right. Well, I know Mother's Day is Sunday, and so we've been kind of concentrating on some of that. Did you have anything else? Do you have any more of those kids' things about Mother's Day?
I do. More Why God Made Moms. The answers given by second grade school children, those?
Yep.
Okay, I do. Why did God make mothers? Well, these are three different responses from second graders. One was, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is.
Okay.
Mostly to clean the house comments, one. And the third comment, to help us out of there when we were getting born.
Okay.
I thought that was really funny. And here's another question they had. Oh, you want to do one?
Sure. How did God make mothers? Well, one second grader said he used dirt just like for the rest of us. And another second grader said magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring.
Oh, that's cute.
And the final one was God made my mom just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts.
Oh, what ingredients are moms made of? God makes mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world and one dab of mean.
Oh, yeah, gotta have a little bit of mean.
I guess so. I didn't know that. Anyway, and another second grader said they had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly use string, I think.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They obviously haven't been, they're only second graders. They haven't been to biology yet.
That's true. So here's a little word of advice from some life's lessons for you. Eating out with small children isn't worth it, even if someone else is buying.
I really have to, that's one thing I think I have learned as I have matured is when there are small children involved, let's order in and stay home.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day, everyone, from The Good Stuff.